So anyway, I submitted this title and abstract, and then in August, André Joël and I got together, and we were trying to write a couple of chapters of this book, which we've been working on for ages, covering our work on simplicial groups and groupoids and related topics. And we realized that there were a whole bunch of quite classical questions that we didn't know the answer to. So we started working pretty hard during August, and we managed to solve, we haven't solved all the problems yet, but a number of them. And so I thought this would be much more interesting to talk about some of them, the very classical stuff. So I submit, at the last minute, I submitted a change of title and abstract, and the title change got into the program, but the title of the talk is Comparing B and W bar. However, the W bar got in as capital W with a little BAR next to it, because Emacs doesn't have bars. So anyway, that's the story. So I'm not going to speak on the role of groupoids in homotopy theory, though there will be plenty of groupoids in the talk, maybe a little less descent theory. So let me start with let's let I'm going to write S for simplicial sets. And S squared for bisimplicial sets. Then, of course, we have the diagonal. Which gives we have delta star, then delta shriek, and delta lower star. Comparing these two. Excuse me? Sorry, this one's wrong. Here. If we look at delta star, delta lower star of x, looked at as a simplicial object in simplicial objects, is x to the power delta n. So this is a strong singular functor. And delta star should be thought of as a strong geometric realization. For example, if we define the, we call this the box product if x and y are simplicial sets. We call this the box product. We see that the representable for example this is delta P box product delta Q, and the diagonal complex of this is a product so bisimplicial sets are made up of prisms. As simplicial sets are made from simplices, bisimplicial sets are made from prisms, and delta star realizes them accordingly. The box product is bisimplicial, right? Right. What do I want to say? Right, now, we were using as a quill and model structure on bisimplicial sets what we call the growth and Deke structure. If you delta cross delta is one of these categories that Growth and Deke looked at. It's contractible. It has a contractible interval with two disjoint points. And the product of representables is contractible. And Growth and Deke proved that in this situation, you can define a notion of weak equivalence, which is, if this is for any pre-sheaf category, you take a natural transformation, you take the category of elements, and then the nerve, and you call that a weak equivalence if you get a weak equivalence in this way. And he proved that with these conditions, you get a homotopy category that's equivalent to the usual homotopy category. And later, we proved that, in fact, in this situation, you had a quill model structure in which these were the weak equivalences, and the cofibrations were monomorphisms, and the fibrations had the right lifting property with respect to the cofibration weak equivalences. So that's that model structure on bisimplicial sets. Then has, in fact, it has a map of bisimplicial sets is a weak equivalence if and only if delta star of it is, since we have a weak equivalence. That looks like. We have a weak equivalence like this for Z, any bisimplicial set. And the Growth and Deke weak equivalences are defined by this piece, and therefore they are the same as the delta star weak equivalences. So the structure was then cofibrations are monomorphisms and delta star weak equivalences. Now, there are some pretty natural candidates for horns in bisimplicial sets. Namely, you look at hollow prisms, the boundaries of the representables, which look like this. So these are the boundary. These are hollow prisms, and these are maximal proper subcomplexes of the representables, and you to form the horns, you just pick off one face here. So this gives horns that look like sort of horns in quotes because they don't really, they're really open prisms. And of course, we also have So these are the, this is a sort of an obvious notion of horn or possible horn. And we asked, well, do these, are these generators for the co-fibration weak equivalences in this structure? And this seemed like a hard question posed this way. So what we did was to prove that the following. Theorem. If we take cofibrations equal the monos, weak equivalences, the delta star weak equivalences, and fibrations are having the right lifting property. With respect to horns, then this is a Coulomb model structure. That's two. So now, of course, yeah. Sure. This is in two. Okay. So delta star tests for weak equivalences. Now, so this, now, once you prove this, of course, you know that this is the Grothendieck structure because it has the same co-fibrations and weak equivalences, but it's much more explicit in terms of the fibrations. So this structure is very much like, so the, in some sense, this is in the other direction from what happened. There's a Grothendieck structure on simplicial sets also, and it's the usual structure. So here what happened was we had the Grothendieck structure, and this should be the usual structure, fairly clearly, I think. And so, and it is. And we also, we showed that here, that delta shriek, delta star, and delta lower star both preserve all and reflect weak equivalences, and each adjunction each of the four adjunctions is a weak equivalence. So we get the homotopy theory. The homotopy category of simplicial sets is equivalent to the homotopy category of double simplicial sets. Now, this result, this equivalence, of course, is not new in the sense that it's implicit in the Grothendieck structure. That's what the Grothendieck structure was invented to do. Also, Ike Moerdijk had previously defined another Coulomb structure on double simplicial sets in which it had the same weak equivalences, but it had the fibrations were delta star fibrations. That is, something was a vibration if and only if delta star of it was. Our fibrations, we have more co-fibrations and hence less vibrations delta star does preserve vibrations, but it doesn't reflect them. Yeah. Sure. No. Well, that's, I mean, this is the diagonal, right? Okay. Let's see. So, right. Okay. So, if if G is a simplicial groupoid, we put B of G equal to delta star of the nerve of G. So if you take the nerve of a simplicial groupoid, you get a bisimplicial set, and then we take the diagonal complex. This is a very natural, it's a very natural thing to do from the point of view of topology. This is the normal thing that you would think of as a classifying space. You take the nerve, and you take the realization. Now, in order to compute the left adjoint of B, we want to define some co-limit preserving co-triples on simplicial sets. In the following way, we take, say, gamma is a small category, and we have a functor, gamma to delta, and we take u shriek, u star. This is a co-limit preserving co-triple on S. So some the two examples that we're going to use are where gamma is delta 0, that we choose 0 as base point. And base point preserving maps. And I'll say V here. This forgets the base point. Or gamma is the slice category, this is, you choose a base point, and a base point preserving maps. And the co-triple, and of course, here U forgets the base point. And this gives us, this gives two co-triples. I'm going to call one of them X star. This X star, in fact, is deck one of X. The shift. And X sharp, which is what it is. Now, we have epimorphic co-units. They're epimorphic because these two are onto objects, therefore the co-units are epimorphic. And we'll call this one P and this one Q. In fact, there's a triangle called, let's say, B. This just says choose the base point to be zero, right? And this gives us a comparison between these two. Now, we pull this. What we do here is we look at the diagonal on X, and we pull that back over Q and over P. That gives us the kernel pairs of P and Q, which we think of as simplicial group ords. Okay. And because of this map here, we get a comparison. which is a categorical equivalence. Is that clear? What we're doing, I don't want to bother writing it down, but the point is, we pull back, we think of, you take the discrete simplicial groupoid here, right? We pull back the maps to get a full and faithful functor, and because this is onto objects, that's a categorical equivalence. The same thing here, and therefore this one is. Sure. I'm taking the equivalence relation, just the equivalence relation determined by each of these, right? Just the kernel pair. So I'm thinking of it as the equivalence relation determined by P and Q, and I'm thinking of that as a simplicial groupoid. As a groupoid, right. And so we get here a categorical equivalence. Now, K, Q KQ is a left adjoint to B. KQ is colimit preserving, and you prove that this is the left adjoint to B. So you associate to a space X this simplicial groupoid. And what am I going to say about that? Right. Now, we had previously shown that there are two model structures, two Coulomb structures. On simplicial groupoids. the first we call the algebraic structure. It has cofibrations, well, we call this the algebraic structure because it's valid on the groupoids in any Grothendieck topos, not just, it has nothing to do particularly with simplicial sets. It's just because simplicial sets is a Grothendieck topos. So the algebraic structure has cofibrations, functors, injective on objects, weak equivalences, other categorical equivalences, and fibrations have the right lifting property with respect to cofibration weak equivalences. Now, for simplicial sets, we have explicit generators for the cofibration weak equivalences, namely the functors look like I'll explain this notation in a minute. These generate the cofibration weak equivalences. Now, the reason this works, this doesn't work in general, this doesn't work for the groupoids of any topos. The reason it works for simplicial sets, I won't write this down, but it's because the notion of trivial fibration, what this does, having the left lifting property with respect to this makes the right lifting property with respect to these makes if F has the right lifting property with respect to these, then in the diagram when you take the pullback here, it makes this a trivial fibration. And this is enough for simplicial sets. This is enough to make F an algebraic fibration. And that's because the notion of trivial fibration in simplicial sets is local. That is, if it's true over a cover, it's true. I mean, and that's because the test maps for a trivial fibration, which are the boundaries of simplices, are subobjects of representables. And that need not be the case. This can fail, for example, in simplicial G sets. So this is something that works only for simplicial sets, but makes the model structure much easier to establish, of course. Now, we also have, I should explain this notation, excuse me. This is supposed to be in groupoids, right? So what are these groupoids? Well, when we write a simplicial set like this, we mean the discrete simplicial groupoid generated by the given, so the only identity maps. The diagonal is the hum, and I is the simplicially discrete groupoid, which has two objects, 0, 1, and one isomorphism between them in each dimension. Okay, so there's the other model structure, which we call a strong. It's discrete as simplicial set. Right, right. Right. So the second structure, which we call is the what we call the strong structure. It has here. This is a weak equivalence. If BF is a weak equivalence, and it's a fibration. If F is an algebraic vibration, whose underlying graph is a vibration. Maybe I should say what the structure is that we're using on graphs. For reflexive simplicial graphs, if we look at a map, this is a cofibration if F0 and F1 are monic or monos, a weak equivalence if or weak equivalences, and a fibration if F0 is a fibration and in the and in the diagram take the pullback. This map is a fibration. So this is the model structure on graphs, and we a functor in this strong structure is an algebraic vibration whose underlying graph is a vibration. At least at the moment, that's the structure we're using. We have another one, which okay, so now we have again, well, we have generators for the cofibration weak equivalences. First, (clears throat) This again meaning discrete group odds. This makes the lifting with respect to this makes F0 a vibration, and with respect to this, it makes the map into the pullback a vibration. So this is for graph vibration. Then these for for so let's see. Okay, so let's call these two. These for algebraic vibration. And of course, we also, well, we also have generators. We also have three. We have generators for the cofibration, for cofibrations. Are these. And so again, these make the establishment of these model structures a lot easier. There are no more, the factorizations are very clear, the small object argument, there are no ordinal composites, et cetera. And now, so with respect to the strong structure, we show with respect to the strong structure, we show KQ and B preserve weak equivalences and the adjunctions. Our weak equivalences. So we get an equivalence of homotopy categories. Now, okay, so this is our setting, more or less, the B setting. Now, there's also the so-called classical one, which is W bar. And so we were interested to see what it, we wanted to do not only our presentation of this sort of thing, but also the classical one at more or less the same time and be able to understand exactly what's the difference between them. So let's look at that other. No, W bar. I'll write it down a second. So, if simplicial set. Let's write, we write X star parentheses for the whole co-triple complex. So this is a double or bisimplicial set. All right. Now this, in fact, this is a total deck. And in fact, this complex is sigma star, upper star of X, where sigma this is ordinal sum. So we get another adjoint pair, delta sigma shriek, left adjoint to sigma star, left adjoint to sigma lower star. And for G, a group odd, we put W bar of G equal to sigma lower star of the nerve of G. Now, here again, we show that we show that KP in this case is the left adjoint to W bar. And each of these all right, well, let's leave it. I forgot something here. Here, sigma upper star, and sigma lower star preserve weak equivalences and the adjunctions. Are weak equivalences. So this adjoint pair also induces an equivalence of homotopy theories. An equivalence. Excuse me. I should remark that with this notation, this W bar is not exactly Dwyer and Kahn's W bar, because they only consider group odds with discrete objects, and this is not a group odd with discrete objects. However, if G is a group odd with discrete objects, this is their W bar. I didn't want to bring the group odds with discrete, so this is a little bit, it's basically their situation. Right. It's on group odds with discrete objects. It's Dwyer and Kahn's W bar. It's just that they didn't define a W bar for anything with non-discrete objects. Well, I have. That's sigma lower star. Yeah. So, okay, so we have this, the left adjoint, and also here. Here, KP, NW bar, preserve, weak equivalences, and the adjunctions. Our weak equivalences. So we get another. They also induce an equivalence of homotopy theories, of homotopy categories. Now, just quickly, we know if say G is a simplicial group, that BG and W bar of G are homotopy equivalent because they both classify principal G bundles. However, we wanted a better comparison than that, so we wanted to compare these things as strongly as possible. So what we did was to I'm running out of time. So okay. I guess I can't say much about this, but we define a map from delta star Z into sigma lower star Z. I guess I can't give the definition because I'm out of time. And we show it's a weak equivalence. So for any Z. And it is a weak equivalence. So this is the definitive comparison. They're weakly equivalent all the time. I just want to say one word about how the proof of this. This is a fairly hard theorem to show that this map. I don't have the time to define it, but it's rather like it's given in the same way that Cannes. There's a map. If you look at Cannes X, there's a map from X to X of X, and it's defined in much the same way. And the proof, the fact that this is a weak equivalence, the way this is proved works also here. That is, we show first it's a homology isomorphism by cyclic models. Then we show that it's in fact onto fundamental groupoids, so that when Z is contractible, so is delta star of Z, and then this has zero homology and zero fundamental groupoid, therefore it's contractible. Then we use a path space argument, which I like to call Milner's argument because he was the first to use it to show that the adjunctions from X to the singular complex of the realization was a weak equivalence. And this works. This is a very general argument, and it works. It works for this. So this was our ultimate goal, this weak equivalence, because it tells you exactly where you stand with these two things. They're weakly equivalent all the time. So I guess that's it.